your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallow.
It's perfect for this morning.
And your fluffy shoes. I am wearing my house dress.
Yes.
The swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle,
the swallows are here. Clothing is optional.
That's right. That except for when it's so cold.
Oh my gosh, it is cold.
When it's so cold, you need a little bit of extra something.
You do. Although the dress that you made me is surprisingly warm. Now, your dress that you made you, which is just like the dress you made me, only longer, is made out of
thermal,
like underwear.
Yeah.
Like thermal underwear
it's
material.
Freaking awesome.
How you ended up with dozens of yards of thermal underwear material that's bright pink, I'll never know, but it looks good on you.
Thank you.
It is nice.
It's really nice. It's warm. It's nice.
I used to love my thermal underwear. Remember?
Yeah.
I had multiple pairs. That was before base layer.
Yeah.
Yeah, before they came up with how to make plastic bottles into things to insulate you.
Right.
We had to use cotton.
I don't know. I think you should probably stick with the thermal, but how do you know that plastic isn't oozing into you,
we
seeping into
cotton.
You?
I saw a Walmart shirt. And it said on the shirt, this uniform, 10 recycled plastic bottles made this shirt or something like that. So it's like literally people are wearing clothes made out of plastic.
It's just, you know, and petroleum.
Petroleum products.
Petroleum products is a huge filler in our clothing line that people don't even realize.
I don't.
That you're wearing
PVC.
Petroleum produced fibers.
You're wearing PVC.
Yeah.
Petroleum,
and sometimes you'll know.
Canalungas.
One time I bought a purse and I was like, oh my God, this smells like a diesel truck.
I remember.
It was horrible.
We returned it. It smelled so bad.
I had to return it.
And
because imagine if you're wearing that.
Oh my God.
Carrying that around, that's not good for you.
And if your shirt smells like that, you're going to get some residual effects from that.
Right.
I mean, right. I huffed gasoline when I was a kid and it got me high.
Yeah.
So
wait. I never understood that.
What, huffing gas?
Yeah.
Well, we were kids and we wanted to get high.
I really like the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
I just do. But, I mean, I feel like I get my fill at the gas pump. I don't feel a need to fill a rag and huff it.
And huff it?
Doesn't it burn you?
You know what? I don't remember. I feel like it did burn my chest a little bit. But, yes, as a kid,
and
we would put...
And then what kind of high do you get from it?
We would put gasoline on a rag and we would just huff it.
I have a hard time seeing you do that.
I was, I hate to admit it, 11.
Oh, yeah.
10, 11 years old.
That makes more sense. That was in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was 81.
Yeah.
Yeah, 82, somewhere around there. And so
that was
I don't
back
remember
when
what
we still had
high.
Gas pumps that you had to turn the thing and turn it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was no automatic pump thing. I mean, it just, you turned it on and it just went.
Yeah, I don't remember the high that you get from huffing gasoline other than maybe you get a headache and you get, you know what I mean? Because like I said, we were just stupid kids. And both of us that were doing it had parents that were using drugs.
Ah.
And so we saw our parents smoking
and
snorting cocaine and drinking alcohol and doing those types of things.
Yeah.
And so we were like, oh, well. And then the older kids are like, oh, you huff gasoline. And
right.
So then we're out in the back alley huffing gas.
Crazy.
I don't remember doing it a lot.
Yeah.
But I never huffed like spray paint or anything like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I wasn't a huffer.
Where you'd look at you and you got a blue ring around your face.
Yeah, or gold paint under your nose and crap. No, I'd never huffed anything like that. But
anyways.
When I was in the boys' home, we did, someone had a little bottle of Whiteout. Now,
what
this was when I was 16. When I was 16, someone had a bottle of Whiteout, and we would huff the Whiteout. We would take turns smelling the Whiteout. Because the Whiteout would kind of give you a kind of a little euphoric feeling of getting high. But I was also, had spent a year in a boys' home at 15.
Right.
So I was looking for anything to get me high. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
I heard a rumor that if you ate a lot of nutmeg, you would get high.
Right.
And
well,
so,
just like taking the Dramamine
exactly.
and all of that.
And,
crazy
and I did
crap.
That too. I took like 8 Dramamine one time and I got really high.
Really?
Oh,
I just
really
went to
high.
Sleep.
No, I got really high. You didn't take enough.
We took Dramamine and I just went to sleep.
You didn't take enough. You got to take it. Got to take it past and you got to pass through the sleepy.
No, I'm not. I don't. Yeah. Nah,
and I was in middle school when this happened.
I don't feel like this is a good conversation.
I'm just talking about
just
the past.
Telling people
just
how
to get high. Go to a dispensary. I mean, this is the days before dispensaries.
That's
we're
true.
Huffing white out and freaking, you know, eating nutmeg. When I was in the boys' home, I remember putting a ton of nutmeg on like a eggnog. like so much nutmeg that it was like choking it down.
Yeah.
I never got high.
No, it's nutmeg.
DM, I never tried DMT. I've never tried DMT, no. And I've never tried that Special K or ketamine or
Patrick has told us about DMT because
our son,
his buddies, like up in the mountains when he's up there, he says there's all kinds of drugs up there, yeah, and everyone is doing them, and some people have done the DMT.
I don't exactly know what DMT is.
Is it a
is it a hallucinogenic? Yeah. I think it's kind of like LSD or magic mushrooms.
No, I don't know.
I don't either.
I know
that they're using ketamine to help with clinical depression and mental illness and stuff like that. And I listened to a podcast from a local radio guy here in town who said it was helping him and it really works for him.
But he's a hardcore drug addict.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he does say it helped him. But when they give it to him, he said it is like LSD on crack.
Right.
He said the ketamine is the highest high he's ever had, but it only lasts like 15 minutes or some shit.
How does that help the drug addict?
I think when
they want to have more drugs.
It changes their brain chemistry.
Maybe.
I think it changes their brain chemistry and helps. But if you're going to be a drug addict and you're an ex-hardcore drug addict, taking ketamine's got to be better than taking methadone.
I don't know.
At least you're getting a good high.
I don't know. Ramey says methadone is horrible.
Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, I had a family member overdose and die on methadone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it can't be that much better than heroin.
Right. No.
It's just the government's giving it.
The government
is
giving it.
You don't got to go hit the streets to try and get a fix. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyways, good morning, everybody.
You want to do it again?
Yeah.
Let's do it again. That was exciting. Here we go.
Why not just do weed? I agree, Ralph.
Just do weed.
Just smoke some pot.
That's the beautiful part about Colorado. Good morning. No, it's just always how it sounds. You're listening to the
Everything Swallowed
filter
podcast with Sean and Shane.
That's a real thing to make it sound like that.
Yeah, that distortion that you're hearing, they do that on purpose. And then it switched into there, cleaned up, and when you go down, inside and down,
Okay. My God.
You're not a Beatles fan.
I never really got into the Beatles, no.
I used to play the Beatles around the house all the time, and you'd be like, this guy is so whiny.
Yeah.
He just sounds like he's whining to you.
Yeah. And it is, it's fine. It's great music. It's just not necessarily for me. But I don't listen to what normal people listen to, so.
You do not. Yeah.
It's fine.
I know that you would tolerate the Beatles when we would be camping, and we would listen to 99.5 The Mountain. And Dan Mitchell would do Breakfast with the Beatles.
But that was different because he was good.
It was really good
music. Yeah. And he would tell you little stories about them halfway through.
And Dan Mitchell.
Dan Mitchell, we miss you so much.
He is a pro, man. He is. You want to talk about a radio.
It's not the same without you.
A radio pro and a veteran with so much knowledge in his brain. Dan Mitchell. Look him up.
Yeah, he's still on the radio, I think, in Texas now.
Oh, yeah. He still does a lot of different stuff all over.
He's so good, man. I miss that guy.
Great guy. Beautiful
But I wanted to say, good morning, Dina Jo. I saw you a little while ago.
Dina Jo is in the house.
Glad to be with you this morning.
We got Neba. We got Ralph. We got Lady Bird. Dina Jo. Margot is in the house, as well as... Autistic entered the house, but they took off.
Oh.
That's okay. That is okay. We'd love for you to give us
autistic.
A follow. What is it? What does it say?
It's ACS. It's like Stuart.
Oh, AC Stuart.
Yeah.
Oh, not autistic.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, I don't read this. And we're doing this so early for us.
No one would ever believe that we're actually this lively this early.
I know,
early
this
in
time
the morning.
Of the morning. We had some other things to work on today, and I had some work to do, so I am here this morning.
Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting. I slept in till 6.
I know.
Whoa.
That was late.
That's so late for me.
It's hard to sleep in that long and then not wake up feeling paranoid, like for me, having anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I overslept. I had to do stuff.
Well, I was up at 2:30, like my normal wake up time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can go back to sleep. And I did. and it was good.
Good morning, Margo.
And it was good, Margo. Welcome to the show. I'm glad that you were enjoying it. Please give us a follow.
Yeah.
I think that you will be pleasantly surprised.
Feel free to chat with us, interact.
We are excited about being able to do a morning show. This is what the time I'd like to be able to do it every day. But you know what? It's
going to happen.
For us right now, the mornings are tough. So
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. We love it. I'm a morning person. I'm up early. I'm feeling spry. I'm feeling excited.
You're so hyper.
I'm very hyper in the morning.
This is why you smoke weed.
Yep. And because I haven't even smoked any.
It brings you down a little bit.
I disagree.
Really.
No. I feel like I get even more hyped up when I smoke weed.
Really?
Yeah, especially in the mornings. That's why I like to smoke in the morning, is because it gets me like, I feel all amped up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, not you. See, but sex, you feel amped up after sex.
Right, and you go to sleep.
I go immediately to sleep. I can't even talk anymore.
So,
hey, thank you.
Maybe if we had sex in the morning and then you went and smoked.
I would wake up. That's a great idea. Let's try that.
Okay.
Get on the table.
All right. That is funny.
Yeah, we are live this morning. Thank you so much for following the Swallows and being a part of our adventure. We are very excited.
Yeah, this is a good day. It's a Friday.
It's a freaking Friday.
In February.
Join the Swallow Nation.
We are freezing here in Colorado.
Man, it's cold.
It's horribly cold, and we're supposed to get more snow.
Good morning. We are?
Yes.
Well, right now, I have a whopping 16 degrees.
Yeah.
That's what we're holding.
Oh, that's
holding
balmy
steady.
Warm.
That is balmy.
You know what? Just get in the sun. It won't even feel cold at all.
You know what? You're not joking, though. The UV rays from our sun.
We're so close.
Very warm. We're so close.
We're so close to the sun.
I feel like on a good day, I could throw a football right over that sun. A coach would have put me in, we'd been state.
You're living too much in the 80s.
Too much in the 80s.
In 82, my friend. That's great. So listen, I had maybe, what would you call it, an epiphany?
Yeah.
This morning.
Okay.
Right? I'm such a lover. I don't really, you know, do anything too crazy or mean or anything like that. Like, I don't hunt. I don't anything. That's what I'm talking about. So this morning, I woke up with an analogy.
You're not predatory.
Right. Not at all. And I don't consider myself, what is that? Competitive? I know, but I am.
But you're super competitive.
I know, and I don't ever think of myself as that way.
You're politely competitive. Politely competitive.
Yeah, because I'll just politely show you up.
Yeah, you don't have any game. You don't throw any shade.
No.
You don't shit talk.
No.
You don't do any of that. Uh-uh. You just come back with something better.
Right.
Yeah, quietly, you just beat everyone. So yeah, anyways, go with your analogy.
Okay, so this morning I woke up and I thought, oh, we should do a podcast, blah, 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 right? So in all of that, I was like, I finally got it. Like, I understand what hunters feel, right?
Right.
Like when you're in the wild and you see your prey and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to get that prey. But they know you're there, right? So they're kind of keeping 10 steps ahead of you because they know you're somewhere out there.
Exactly.
Right? And then you wound them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, crap. But then you know they're wounded and you know they're scared.
Right,
and
right,
you're coming
right.
up on them quicker, oh, yeah, quicker, yeah, quicker, yeah, quicker yeah, because yeah, you're yeah. going to get them.
Yeah, they're getting weak.
Yeah.
And you're after them.
Yeah. I woke up feeling that way for some reason this morning.
You woke up feeling like a hunter and a predator?
Yeah. We're coming up quick on our prey and we're going to get them.
Well, we can tell that there are those out there that are being disrupted by what we're doing.
Yeah, and I love it.
And they do seem to be getting desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
They do. Well, it's fun because we're on our way up.
Yeah.
And those folks in which you're speaking, some of you may know, are on their way down.
Down crashing fast, hard. Fast. They're getting desperate.
They're trying everything they can. I mean,
desperation is a stinky cologne.
It is. And jealousy is a stinky cologne as well. I wanted to say something else, but it's like, and jealousy makes a horrible deodorant. Now, the beautiful part about it is we're not competing with any other podcasts.
No.
Which is great. We are
right.
competing with a bigger world.
Yeah.
And we are winning.
We're winning.
Winning.
You know why?
Because
We're winners.
We're the Swallows.
And we got dragon's blood.
We do have dragon's blood. If I learned anything from my mentor, Charlie Sheen, winning. We have dragon's blood.
That's right. We are winning, winning, winning.
When I worked with Charlie, you knew you were either winning or you were getting the hell out of the way.
That's right.
And so, what are we? Winning.
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 That's right, Dina Jo. Watch out. And that's our message.
It's a great start. It's the first win. But you... that we can claim to be completely original, which what? Excites me, which puts me in the zone of winning. By winning...
Winning.
I win here and I win there. Winning. Now what? Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on.
Yeah,
you were in it to win it. Yeah. What about an education? And then like this, and then that's the guy, and he's our dad, and we can get all the answers and the truth. Wow, yep. Winning.
Right
there. That explains it right there. That guy. Brilliant. Talk about an articulate man. Charlie Sheen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We are winning, and yep. We're going to continue to win.
Yes, we are.
You know?
Yeah, because we're never going to stop.
That's right.
We are the podcast for the people.
Podcast for the people.
And I'm excited. I'm hooking up some really cool stuff. We are going to be doing some remote podcasts very soon. I've got some restaurants on board that want us to come and broadcast like a whole day.
Right.
From their restaurant.
Right.
And invite people to come in.
Yeah, and come down and hang out.
Pizza.
And come eat and hang out.
And
say a little word on the podcast.
Yeah, come be on the podcast or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go out and we're going to start doing more public appearances.
That's going to be at the Garlic Knot?
The Garlic Knot.
Mm, I love the Garlic Knot.
I know you do. And we're going to be in a central. I believe it's Wash Park.
Ooh, I love Wash Park.
Yeah, it is.
And next Tuesday.
Because thank you very much for those people. Let's see here.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yep, the Wash Park.
We have a gaming expert coming on.
So we're going to talk games,
board games,
video games, or just good old-fashioned like Monopoly.
I don't know.
You know what board game I absolutely hate?
He is making a plan. Because he is making a plan to help people who want a game, what games they should start with first.
He's going to be like a game educator?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe that'll help because I absolutely hate board games. I used to like the game Sorry because I hate the game Sorry, the game of life. Because the game of Sorry is pretty much an Americanized version of Parcheesi, which is a horrible game. I hate that freaking game. I've played it once in my life with a very mean person. And I hated it.
Yeah.
Parcheesi, it lasted forever, and it was just a game of...
Bullying.
And destroying the other components. Other competitors.
I don't know.
And which is basically the game of Sorry.
I guess that's why I felt like I was never really competitive, because I don't like board games. And everyone that plays board games is pretty competitive.
Yeah, every time I hated Monopoly as a kid.
Huh.
I freaking hated Monopoly.
I didn't. That had money involved.
Well, I know.
I'm really good with money.
You love to fool around with money. You ironed your money as a child.
Monies.
So you love the monies. Me?
Don't judge me how I like to keep my bills. I like to keep them nice and crisp and all facing the same way and going from smallest to biggest.
Your siblings
hated
you.
Or biggest to smallest. Don't matter, but they have to be in order.
Out there ironing your dollar bills to make them flat. I can just see you doing it because you iron everything. I could see you ironing your dollar bills. Anyways, well, maybe he can enlighten us on board games. Now, we were just given a board game called Privacy.
Right.
And that's an adult board game.
Now, that's more my kind of game.
It's much like Cards Against Humanity kind of game. I think a lot of games are following that platform of Cards Against Humanity.
Mm-hmm,
do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because...
What was that other one that we played with? Allie has one that is just like Cards Against Humanity, but it's not as...
dirty?
Yeah, or foul.
Well, we've got Apples to Apples.
Yeah,
that's just like Cards Against Humanity. The one that we got was called Instant Insanity.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that, and that was made up by that dude from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Yeah.
Anyways, we don't need to talk about this right now. We're going to talk about it on Tuesday.
Oh, well, never mind.
You
brought it up!
I know, but you fell in the hole.
Well, I guess it's going to be an interesting conversation.
I guess you'll follow me anywhere.
I will. I was wondering what the board game conversation would
be
like, but it turns out it could be fascinating.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's going to talk about like D&D.
Dungeons and Dragons. That's not a board game.
But it's a game. It's gaming. I don't know if he plays that.
I don't think so. He might, but I bet he.
I bet it'd be more like
a Harry
Lord
Potter.
Of the Rings, right?
He would probably because of his love for the Harry Potter. I'm guessing if they played D&D, it would be a Harry Potter theme.
Which one, Dina Jo? Which one did you get?
H and P.
We promoted one.
Oh, the one that I was talking of when I was on the radio. That Instant Insanity from Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, yeah. That one was good.
Yeah, we have it around here. It was cute. You know, like you would play the one card.
Yeah, it wasn't just like, dirty foul. Like
it was hillbilly.
Yeah.
It was hillbilly.
It was hillbilly. White trashy.
It was white trash and hillbilly. Like, you know, your Aunt Edith has six teeth and what would you tell her? You know what I mean? And then you would play that insult card.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that. Huh. But it was not dirty.
Not dirty.
Yeah.
That's
and Aaron
fun.
Wanted it for Christmas, and I hope that you guys enjoyed it. They actually sent me one of those games for free, and we played it once.
Yeah, we played it more than once. It was fun.
It was very fun. It's great for the kids.
You know what game we have that we've never opened?
Dr. Jim in the house.
What? That martini one.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what kind of game it was.
I don't either. Someone gave it
to
us.
We get it for like a white elephant gift or something like that at Christmas, maybe.
And it was... it's like a party game.
Yeah.
Where you got to do those different things.
Yeah, different tasks or like, I don't know. I feel like there's clay in there. And
no, that was the brain games.
Oh.
Brainasium.
Oh, Brainasium.
Yeah, where you had to solve puzzles and make a clay dog or some crap.
Right.
You know what game I've always wanted to play and have never been able to play?
What? Chutes and Ladders?
Pictionary.
Oh.
I know, you won't play it. I've tried, and I've never been anywhere where people have the game Pictionary.
It's old now.
It is old and outdated, but man, I would see it on TV and
do you
in
know
sitcoms
why I don't like
and
to
movies
play it.
And people be doing it. I'm like, I would draw a way better dog than that.
Do you remember?
I'd be good at it.
When we were in leadership at the church.
I do.
And we went to that lady's house for like a holiday party.
It was like a church people party.
Yep, a church people party. And we went to her house and we had to play all these stupid games in these rooms around the house. Do you remember that?
I do. And each room had a different kind of game in it.
Yes.
I do remember that.
That's why I hate Pictionary.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Was there a Pictionary game that
yes,
night?
Yes, it was in the living room.
I must have dominated.
And then in one of the bedrooms was Scattergories, and then one of the other bedrooms was something else.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. And then a lot of wine. Because that's the beautiful thing about church people is they don't get drunk, but they'll drink a lot of wine.
Oh, that's what they say.
Yeah,
they don't get drunk,
but man.
But they can put a case of wine away like nobody's business. And you know what?
Good morning, Mary.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Jesus turned that shit from water into wine.
In my opinion, Jesus was running with just a bunch of drunks.
Well, of course, that's where he hung out.
Yeah, because he went to that wedding and him and his pals drank up all that wine.
And then they made more.
They had to. They drank up all their wine.
Yeah.
But he made better wine.
They always hung out in the bars.
That's what I think.
Good morning, Mary.
I think those guys were just a bunch of luscious. As apostles.
What else did you have to do back then?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Drink and fight.
Walking around on dirt floors.
Drink and fight and follow Jesus.
That's right. You can follow him buzzed.
I wouldn't mind a dirt. No, yeah, you can follow Jesus buzzed for sure.
Did you just say you wouldn't mind a dirt floor?
Well, you know, like in my tent.
Yeah.
I would mind it. You'd be sweeping it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'd be sweeping the dirt from the dirt floor out of the room.
We are very fortunate, you know.
No
think
kidding.
About this country and what we live in and the things that we're allowed to do.
Yeah, man.
You can threaten our president if you want to.
Yes, nobody even cares.
They just come and say, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, well, for this one. And the next one, well, they're going to get mad about.
Yeah, if you threaten the last one, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
This one, you can
And you'd be a racist.
Any other country, you threaten their leader, their president, man, they're gonna lock you up.
Yeah. No questions asked.
No, they don't mess around.
No questions asked.
No.
Can you imagine, since we're kind of talking about like this topic, could you imagine in the old days going to a stoning?
No.
Going and actually watching someone being stoned to death?
Well, you would throw in a rock. I mean, I would have. We all would have.
Woo, yeah. I did one.
That's a small one. Because they didn't use little baseball-sized rocks.
No, they
picked up the biggest rocks they could find and dropped them on people.
Yeah.
And there was no weed there. So no one was getting stoned.
I disagree. I bet there was.
You think they're smoking a lot of weed back then?
No, not a lot.
Well,
Afghanistan
came from there. You know, that.
Yeah, or a head chopping. Because those were public displays.
They're still doing head
chopping. The guillotine was a public thing.
Yeah.
And they just got your head in a basket.
I think they did public hangings in some places up until the 70s.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm not against it, to be honest with you. I'm not against it.
The public hanging?
I'd say if we went back to public hangings and public executions for our really, really horrific crimes and criminals, that maybe less people would commit those crimes and criminals.
Right.
Be those crimes.
Well, it's kind of the thing, right? You reap what you sow. You know what I mean? It's eye for
old
an
man,
eye.
Old man says the same thing. It would lower crime rate.
Yeah. It would.
Oh, yeah.
It would make you shit your pants. You'd be like, okay. You know what? Here's your newspaper. I took it off your board.
Yeah, exactly. It'd stop a damn porch pirate if you could grab them and chop their hand off.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
That's what they used to do when you stole things.
They may still do that in the Middle East. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't go there. I think that what's the problem if I go out and become a serial killer, and when I get caught, the worst thing that's going to happen to
is
me
is you go to jail.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life in
and
the Supermax here in
you?
Colorado.
We're supporting you the rest of the time you're in there.
We watched that story on prisons, and it costs like $140,000 a
for
year
one.
For each inmate in these Supermax prisons.
Yeah.
And like 60 of them are on death row.
Yeah.
And have been for over 8 to 10 years.
That's what I don't understand.
No.
Why
thanks.
Have a death row if there's no death at the end of the row?
There's no, it's just called wait row. It's wait row.
Hurry up and wait.
It's wait row.
Yeah.
It's not death
okay,
row.
So Ralph says, what do you think about public shaming in churches? Is that the same thing as watching public stonings?
Shaming someone for their belief system is far more is far meaner than stoning someone for a crime they committed, because you can change your belief systems.
Yeah,
you can't take away the crimes you committed.
Right.
So I don't think it's the same. I think it's a little bit worse. You shouldn't shame people for their belief systems, especially if you've never engaged in trying to understand their side.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not a Muslim. I don't understand the Quran, and I'm not going to go out and start making fun of Muslims.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm a Christian, and I don't want people to make fun of me because
right.
I'm a Christian, but I believe in aliens.
Right.
So I might also be part of the religion of the spaghetti monster as much as I am a born-again Christian.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, so yeah. you can't.
But I do think, like Dina Jo, I think some religions, people are mean.
I agree.
People are really mean in religions.
Well, of course.
I mean, well, but it's a doctrine. You're being brought into it. So it's like from this point forward, you think like we think, you do what we do. You believe what we believe. And if you don't, you have no place here.
Yeah.
And they very much, every church we've ever been in, you very much feel that way.
And there are a lot of judgmental Christians out there that if they find out that you've been engaging in sin of any kind,
you're out.
Then they do judge you and they do treat you differently. It's
but
not,
you know what I think is
grace
funny?
Is very gray in the Christian church. I can give you grace as long as it falls under what I like,
what I believe, and
it's
what I
not
think
an
is
all
right.
encompassing canopy of grace.
No.
Like Christians, I love everyone. I'm a Christian and I love everyone, but gay people are going to hell.
Yeah.
And I, as a Christian, I can't believe that. I cannot stand behind that belief that God has decided because of one person's sexual orientation, they are no longer good enough to be a born again person and come to heaven or whatever, because it's their sin.
That's what I was going to say. Just your sin.
I'm an everyday recovering drug addict.
My sin looks different than your sin.
Exactly.
But it's still just the sin. But those people, I feel like, that are holding those standards and that are putting those things out there have their secret sin all tucked away real deep in there. And if they don't get caught, they can preach it that way.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what I don't like.
Is self-righteousness.
Yes.
Is when I feel I'm better off or better than someone else because I haven't engaged in what they've done.
Right.
But the same.
But
it's all the same, right?
Yep. And who knows what they're engaging in?
Who knows?
Who knows? They just haven't got caught. It hasn't been brought to the light yet.
Yeah.
But the one thing I have learned about being in church, everything comes to the light.
Oh, eventually.
Everything.
Yeah. Eventually, you always expose yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
But that's the beautiful part about we don't need to get into all this, but that's the beautiful part about the law of reaping and sowing.
Yep.
You're going to sow what you reap. You're going to reap what you sow.
Yep.
What you put out there is coming back to you.
The thing I think is being missed in the whole process of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is love. Everybody love everybody. It
That's
doesn't
it.
Matter what your sin is.
Not at all.
If you're trying to work through it and get away from it, good for you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you're trying to just see how it goes, good for you. That's what you need to do. Live your best life. You know, be the healthiest you can be, whatever that looks like for you. But it is tough, man. I mean, that's probably why I've not gone back to church.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't, you have no right to judge me.
I don't want to be subject
to
your judgment.
Or put any limits on me when I know what's in your backyard.
Even if I don't know what's in your backyard, you can come off as the most righteous or spiritual or perfect person in the world. But you're not.
No.
You can't.
No.
You can't be. Mm-mm. It's just not. Our nature is a sinful nature.
Right.
Therefore, we cannot help but be flesh.
Yeah. At some point in time. Right?
Yeah.
Never. 100%.
We are we're spiritual beings having human experiences. And human experiences are contrary to spiritual experiences.
Yeah.
They just are.
I always think it's funny too, because they always, you know, so much talk about like
judge not.
Oh, witchcraft and all these other things. But it's like the church has their own form of that. You know, I mean, everything has their own form of everything. It just might look one degree different and have a different name.
Well, we talked about that when we talked about psychics.
Yeah.
And we talked about people that walk in a spiritual gift of prophecy.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right.
It's a prophetic word. You know what I mean? I've been to lots of conferences where I've received prophetic words. Where
from people where
gone,
you sat in front of a Christian psychic and they told you something.
They channeled the Holy Spirit that told me something about my future. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But yet I've never had the guts to even sit across the table from a tarot card reader.
Right. Well,
until
you
we had Laisa here in the studio and she enlightened us.
Yep.
On that, the power is not in any of these objects.
Nope.
It's all inside of us.
Absolutely.
And that's the spirit that's inside of us.
Absolutely.
So for me, that's my Holy Spirit. That's
absolutely
my godly spirit that is able to ordain, recognize and then determine what's the right thing for me.
Sure. Sure.
So
absolutely,
you can absorb everything. You can you can expose yourself to everything, but you don't have to absorb it all.
That's what I said.
You know, you learn it through education, but you don't make it part of your heart.
Yep.
You have spiritual discernment.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. Discernment.
Yep. Absolutely.
Woo! Man, we're getting deep in here. Let's have some church.
No.
I'm gonna get my guitar. We're
oh yeah, you got
hymns.
Your guitar back.
Got my guitar back. I fell down and broke my guitar. Don't want to talk about it. It's the most expensive thing I've ever bought.
Bye, Mary. Have a good day at work.
Bye, Mary. Short of a car. I mean, that guitar costs as much as a car.
Yeah.
And then it fell down and broke it.
Yeah.
So I took it to the shop. I met an incredible luthier who works out of his home. His name is Michael. We're going to have him on the podcast. And he repaired I crushed in a hole in the front of my guitar, in the face of my guitar.
Yeah.
And that's not, listen, this is a solid body guitar. That's...
It's not an easy thing to do. Is that what you're trying to say?
This is not a cheap piece of crap guitar.
No,
this is
it's a very nice
rosewood
guitar.
This is a Martin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For those who know.
Yeah.
This guy put it back together. It's so beautiful. It's so gorgeous. He fixed the varnish and the finish, and you can barely even see the scar. But she's got a little scar, and that's my fault. You know, a little acoustic abuse.
It's just character.
It gives her character. And I got it home yesterday. I went and picked it up from Michael, and it... plays, gosh, he did such a nice job. He cleaned the fretboard. He adjusted the truss rod. He tightened up all the tuning pegs. I mean, he went through the entire instrument. Even put a battery in my pickup.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like, I don't know how long it's been since you had a battery in your pickup, so I put one in there. I mean, over and above, and charged me pennies.
Yeah,
basically.
For what he did. That's wonderful. He'll be on the podcast too.
He's coming on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll get
in March.
Him on the podcast.
And he's going to bring some his handmade acoustic guitars.
Oh, fun.
He's got a double neck with a 12 and 6
Live
string.
That one.
Oh, man, this guy makes gorgeous.
Or maybe he'll play a little.
Exotic wood guitars.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, this all happened just in the nick of time.
Yes.
Because you want to start a parody band.
I'm going to start a parody tribute band. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it with Scott. Scott and I. We're going to find us the right bassist and drummer, and we're going to do a tribute parody band called Nippleback. Yep, Nipple.
Instead of Nickel.
Instead of Nickel.
Okay.
It's going to be a Nickel band, a Nickelback tribute band, which is the joke of all bands for some reason Nickelback has become. So why not run with it? Our parody tribute band is going to be called Nippleback.
Nipple.
Yeah.
Nipple, nipple, nipple.
I saw a Van Halen tribute band the other day, and they were called Van Hoolen. W-H-O-Len.
Okay.
So that is stupid. And this is what I figured is The nippleback, nippleback, our t-shirts on the back of the shirts would have nipples printed on them.
Oh, yeah? Because, so you'd have nipples on your back?
Yes. Because here's the problem. When you go to a heavy metal rock concert, especially one of those old hair banging bands like Nickelback, all the titties are facing forward towards the band. Nobody in the back row is getting to see any nipples. So now, not when you come to Nippleback. Everybody in the crowd gets to see nipples.
Okay.
Because the shirts are going to have the nipples on the back. Nipple back. This is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yep. Never made it to a B cup. Always stayed in an A cup, damn it. Wanted so bad to be hot. But I was just a flat little lady. I've been down, I've been around, in the bottom of every bra strap. I'm an A cup. See it? Yeah.
I do see it.
And get hats with little nipples on the front.
That's right.
Brilliant.
Nipples. On the hats, though, they got to be like those rubbery nipples.
Oh, of course. Yeah, so
the ones
you can
that,
honk them.
Like, they're 3D. You can feel them.
Oh, yeah. You got to honk.
Everyone can rub your nipples.
You can let your friends.
Yeah.
You come home from a show from Nippleback, your nipples on your hat are going to be dirty.
Dirty. You left with pink nipples and came back with brown.
What the hell are you doing at that show?
One nipple got ripped off.
We just we do their greatest hits, you know. We do their hottest songs. Everyone
nipple
will
heads.
Know the worst.
Nipple
Everyone
heads.
Will know the words, and we hit the stage. It'll be great. It's gonna be fucking great.
We could do the nipple hats.
I think
it will look like a baby bottle nipple.
Well, just imagine the guys in Weird Science when they were wearing the
bras.
We could just sell little bras. We could just get a bunch of little A cup bras that will fit everyone's head, and that's it. Everyone in the crowd will be wearing a freaking bra on their head at Nippleback. And we'll brand them on one strap. It'll say Nippleback. And on the other strap, it'll say Everything Swallow Podcast.
I love it. And like Sharon said, if you want it, you can't even get one pierced.
Oh, man. Those girls are horny. Those nipples, they put out.
Those ones, they like
I just
it.
Immediately think if I see a girl with a nipple ring, it's like, oh, yeah, she's horny. She's
yeah.
a slut. Yeah, she likes them hung off of. That's just what
I think. What do you
think
about old ladies getting their nipples pierced?
They are embracing their geriatric slut.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So you think they're slutting around? You think they're out having fun with someone else, showing them their nipple rings?
Why
or just
do you
the
get
same old boring man at home?
Listen, if you got a nipple ring, you are not going to show everyone? Look, I got my nipple pierced. Bam, bam.
But if you got big boobs and you're an old lady, and you get your nipples pierced, let's say you have your belly button pierced, what if they get hooked together? As you know, those nipples just get closer and closer and closer to the ground.
Yeah, and I do want to just make a disclaimer since I'm recording all of this. Nippleback is ownership of Everything Swallow Podcast, not to be used without the permission of Everything Swallow Podcast. Yeah.
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 That is
listen,
right.
I would be more concerned about an old lady with a nipple piercing getting her nipple piercing caught in her belt loop.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just like you don't, as an old man, want to you don't want to pierce your balls or nothing like that, because then you'll get it caught on your knee. I don't know. I was looking for an old man joke too, but
well, no, those just drag on the ground
they
and make
do.
Noise
yeah.
like you've lost yeah. dropped your chain. Ding, 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 ding.
It's not fair that our balls get so low.
Why do they get so big?
I don't know. It's not fair.
You know, I know why.
Oh, I do too. Now, why?
Because you don't have enough testosterone.
That's right. Your balls are working so hard to make the testosterone and that we start losing in our fucking 30s.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Uh-huh. Could have made us a stronger testosterone gland. It's all right. It's okay. I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying. Maybe a little design.
A little design flaw.
But then, so your balls work really hard to create testosterone. And I know that because I was on a testosterone regimen for several years, mm-hmm. and my balls shrunk up to about an 8-year-old boy's.
Yes, they did.
Which I preferred.
Yes, they did.
But you know what? The sack stays the same.
Yeah.
So if you got a big bag, if you're carrying around a carpet bag, it don't matter how little the stuff is you put in there.
Yeah.
The bag's still going to be big.
The bag is still big.
Oh, I miss being on testosterone. Oh, big it. Time. I miss it. I would get back on it right now. And it was natural. It was a pellets that were then implanted in the fatty tissue of my ass. So I got beads in my butt. And they made me feel like I was 20 years old again, and now I feel my age.
Yeah, that's about it.
And I miss it. Yeah, I just felt good. I slept good. My brain, I felt like it was clearer.
Yeah, your thought process.
Oh, my.
It's just so expensive.
My
because we did the natural testosterone.
My man parts were like the man parts of my 20 parts and not the parts I have now. They're like, yeah, just call me when you actually need me.
Right, because I'm gonna be resting.
Yeah, I'm 50 now, so just hit me up right there when you need me, and then I'll be there. But if not, I'll be in the recliner. I'll be laying in my leather bean bag.
The only reason we stopped is because it is very expensive.
It's really expensive, and the reality was I was doing an endorsement for the client, for the product, and I did it for several years.
Yeah.
And through that endorsement, part of my payment was I received the testosterone treatment for free.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of that specific is, you know, it's really not that expensive when in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, $1,500 a year.
For both of us.
For each of us.
Yeah.
Each person. You know, $3,000 a year for the two of us. You know, it's probably, in retrospect, well,
I meant
not
15 for me, 15 for you.
Yeah, that's $3,000 a year. But it's just hard to budget for. You know what I mean? It's hard to budge that when we're, you know, we're artists.
I don't know if that is or not, Ralph, but if it is, you should give it a try.
It's a natural supplement for testosterone.
Because you want to do a natural one. You don't want to do a synthetic one.
That's got an awful lot of letters in it, though.
Uh-huh.
That one. See, the one thing that we were using was a natural testosterone that was created through...
It's plant-based.
Plants.
Yep,
yeah, it was plant-based.
Which that is probably plant-based, too.
Well, I don't know. We'll check it out.
Root. We'll look it up.
Oh.
Quit touching it.
I got to touch everything.
Golly, I've never seen any. Well, maybe all men.
You
put a phallic thing in your face. You just can't stop touching it.
We're
going to
put our hand around it like this and go, hey, I got mine. The testosterone when Shayna.
Which one, Dina Jo? What Ralph
on
said?
It, man, when you were on it, man, you were rocking.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot, except for the side effects of which it gives women.
Right. Yeah, you get a beard and you grow a wiener.
And I was really only upset about the beard. Women do need testosterone.
Everyone does.
Yeah, women do need testosterone. You can tell because, like, on women, their eyebrows, the little side of their eyebrow, not the big part, but the little side on the side, gets real thin.
The outside.
And we get lethargic. Same thing. Yeah, brain tired. Fogginess.
Brain fog.
Tiredness. Yeah. But as you age, women have to add more in. Like, we get testosterone, estrogen, progesterone.
Right.
As you need it. I didn't need it. I only needed testosterone.
Yeah.
And so that's what I took because I'm younger than Sean. And so I only needed the testosterone. But I knew women who went in and got the pellets and had to have progesterone and estrogen.
Right, at the same time.
Yeah. But man, it does make you feel good. You sleep good. You're just not groggy. You just don't generally feel like
you
shit
just
ever.
Feel a little bit
better.
Better. Mm-hmm. Clearer in your
brain.
And
you build lean muscle.
Yeah, you did. And
lean
it,
muscle
it,
much
it adds
easier.
To just losing weight right away. And muscle. Man, I was able to get kind of muscly. I know.
Joe.
I saw it. She needs some kinks.
Some kinks. Yeah, that's right.
We need the
leak-proof panties.
That's right. I think that's what we're going to have to do. I think we're going to have to get our own brand of kinks.
Yeah.
If you're going to listen to this podcast, ladies, you're going to need some of our underwear.
That's right.
I mean...
The shiwi's not going to soak it up. It's just going to make your leg wet.
Totally. We already determined that. We determined the shiwi is only going to wet your leg. So you'll just be wet in a different place.
That's right.
But look for those soon. Leak-proof panties from Everything Swallow Podcast. Men, you can use them too.
Don't, that's right.
We don't judge.
We don't judge. Well, if we do, we Danielle, talk about it.
Danielle's funny.
That's the best, man.
Oh, Danielle, see, she doesn't wear underwear.
So she's in big trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to get her. Bumper sticker.
Commando pants.
Bumper sticker.
That just makes it run to the back.
Everything Swallow bumper sticker. Cover that baby up.
Cover that baby up. It just really refunnels it to a different area, but you'd be fine.
Wow.
This is what the mornings are like.
We are punchy this morning. Man.
It's every morning. That's so great.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
We got a lot to do today. I got models I got to get in here. We got someone coming in to record a book.
Yeah, we're doing a studio session today, recording an audio book.
An audio book.
For Victoria.
What is it called? Me
Doing Life.
Me Doing Life. I have the book over there.
I know.
Me Doing Life.
So that's going
to
be fun.
If I was to write a book, what would my book be about?
Your book would be about all things. I don't know. Yeah, like a book of Shana-isms.
Right. I should have a book of Shana-isms.
You've got these little jewels that you just drop every once in a while, you know?
And it's like a little Shana jewel turd. Boop.
Yeah. Bloop. You shake it out of the bottom of your brain pants.
Yeah. You shake a little turd out of the bottom of your pants.
And that's what you would have. You would have a book of Shana-isms.
Yeah.
And you should do a book. You're so brilliantly brilliant.
Brilliantly brilliant.
In a very different way.
Thanks.
You think differently than most people. You have a completely different perspective. And all these people that have been around you, like Dina Jo, and I don't think that Classy Little Cupcake is in here, but there's people in here that have spent time with you personally. Sharon is in here. Can attest to that. You just think differently. And you say things with no regard.
I know.
You're not afraid to tell people, well, you know, the problem is because you don't have your shit together. You know, and maybe if you blobbity blue blopped and thought about dick, dack, and dunk, and then
it would change.
And people are like, I can't believe you just said that to me, but you're right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you do that all the time.
Get your shit together, people.
I have heard people tell you spending 15 minutes with you has done more for us than the last 2 years of our couples counseling.
I know, we saw those couples.
Yeah,
they came into St. Nick's.
You've heard that more than once in your time of life.
Thanks,
Danielle. You're a legend. And that's the kind of thing that people need. They need you, people like you, that will be honestly brutal in a compassionate way.
Yeah, I'm
that
not makes, trying to be mean. I'm just saying
that makes sense.
Yeah,
that make you're not like, well, you're a dumb asshole. That's what your problem is. No, you have a way of telling people to look inside themselves.
Yeah, I want you to be happy.
You don't tell people what to do. I don't know. You give these subtle suggestions in a way that cause people to look inside and go, you know what? I've never even thought about thinking about myself in that way.
Right. Right.
You know, you've heard people say that before. Oh, I've never
maybe
even thought
I'm
about
an
that.
Alien.
Maybe you are an alien, which would make sense because I've always wanted to bone an alien.
New costume.
Put that mask on.
And those finger sucky things. So they get stuck to your face.
Yes, exactly. So I'm just saying, maybe you are.
Thanks.
You are an alien.
Thank you.
You come from a different perspective because you're the youngest of all those girls. So
they
you've seen life kind of play out in front of you.
Yeah, several different ways.
You know,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
So it's given you this incredible perspective. And then God's given you this incredible gift of prophetic, you know, abilities and being able to read people's emotions and understand what they need.
Yeah.
You're just have been given this perfectly soft, outspoken spirit inside of you.
Thank
Ooh.
You.
Well, we can fucking save that.
Thank you.
We need to save that.
Okay.
Because it's the truth and you should write your book.
I don't even know how to write a book.
Well, you type this little computer and it has these letters, little buttons, and then you just type it in there. You just start. Blah. Maybe you do it in your phone. You do it audibly.
Yeah.
And you just start talking into your phone and making recordings.
Yeah.
And then we can take that and I can transcribe it because I think I type faster than you. and we can transcribe them and then go back and give it to an editor.
Yeah, right, see, and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Victoria, she had an idea to write her book, but she had no idea what she's doing, so she went and talked to an author.
It could be called, like, Shayna Doesn't Give a Shit.
Yeah. Shayna the Honey Badger. She don't give no fucks.
No fucks.
Yeah.
Row, row.
Yeah.
Scratch your eyes right out.
Her bag of fucks is empty. And now it's full of dildos.
That's right. Old and new, people. Shayna, old and new. Shayna. Hey, did you see those little dick candies that you could send people?
Oh, Rob says, bag of Shayna, dicks. Get your shit together. A bag of dicks? What?
Yeah, it's a little bag of candy dicks that you can mail to people that say, eat a bag of dicks.
I love it. I know. Do you send it to friends or foes?
Both.
Oh, everybody gets a bag of dicks.
If you're a dick lover, you get a bag. If you're a dickhead, you get a bag.
Too bad they didn't do flavored ones like the Jelly Belly, so you could send someone a whole...
Oh, so if they were the dark ones, they were licorice?
No, you could throw them a bag of dicks that tastes like throw up.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Or earwax.
Here's a bag of dicks that tastes like shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because they make those really gross flavors nowadays, the Jelly Bellies. Or you could send someone a bag of dicks of raspberry.
Yeah.
I love raspberry. Nice. I love raspberry dicks.
We have so many good ideas this morning.
Luckily, I haven't written any of them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that is a great idea for Halloween. Everybody take one, and then kids just reach in there and throw them in their bag. They don't look.
Oh, Danielle, you're gross. Dick cheese. Oh,
that's brilliant.
Everybody knows what that is.
Yes, it's Gorgonzola.
Or blue cheese. Or what's the other one?
Hey, don't talk bad about blue cheese.
Don't talk bad about Gorgonzola.
Oh, okay.
Dick cheese is a Fremunda cheese all by itself.
Is it a real thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know how come you don't know? Because you have a wife. And that makes you wash your dick.
I would wash it even if I didn't have a wife.
I know.
What the hell do you think I wash in my...
You wash it once a week.
You? I would not.
At all? Maybe once every 2 weeks?
I would wash a lot. Because I like him. He's my friend. He's been with me through thick and thin. Through hard times and soft. And I would keep him clean. I'd keep him groomed. Groomed?
Groomed?
Yeah. And I have always done that.
Yeah.
Because he's my friend.
You should keep it groomed.
Wow. I don't know. I just, you hear.
Yes, I remember that movie and that was funny.
You hear the phrase dick cheese all the time.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if it's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, usually I think guys that are uncircumcised usually have that problem more than others.
Oh.
Because they got a little turtleneck and it just covers it up.
Get a lot of lint.
If you don't tap the head dry with a little piece of tissue before you put it in its turtleneck, you're going to get a little funk in there.
Wait a minute. You're telling me there's dudes running around out there that are tapping their dick at the end of with toilet paper?
They should.
They're patting it?
Yeah.
Pat. Nah, you shake that thing.
Yeah, but then it's got to go in the sleeve. And if there's any left in the tube, it's in the sleeve. Listen, I know you know how foreskin works.
I know how it works, Shayna. I may not have it, but I understand how it works. I don't have a Porsche, but I know how it works.
Well, why do you look so stunned then?
I never thought.
Do you want me to find someone with some dick cheese?
Pat it.
Show it to you?
No, I'm sure a quick Google search would be just fine.
but you can't smell it on a Google search.
I don't wanna. What? What? All right, listen. We gotta move on to you. Just write the goddamn book. Holy mackerel, you're making me sweat. What in the hell?
I'm fucking cracking myself up this morning.
I wanted to go for donuts this morning, but now.
Just put a picture of the dick cheese on the back of the book. That's what Ralph said.
A photo of the author.
From Monday Cheese.
Oh, gosh. We need to wrap this.
You're laughing so hard.
Up. You're already making Dina Joe pee. Now Danielle's gonna pee. She ain't even wearing underwear. You brought the dick cheese up. This is your fault.
I love it how she acts so innocent.
Yeah, like, oh, you guys are out of control.
Where did you even get that?
Just go put some
from.
Underwear on, you.
Awesome.
Yes, classy little cupcake. Welcome to Dick Cheese Talk.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Are we leaving?
No.
I was going to say, why are we leaving?
I'm segueing away. Oh!
From the Dick Cheese?
Yes, let it go. Stop texting it.
We started with nipples.
And moved right in.
To Dick Cheese.
And went to big old ball sacks.
I love these girls. They get me.
They do get you.
Danielle, she gets me. Jeannie Jo, she gets me too. I love it.
Wow. Well, you got a group of gals that like to go to the gutter with you.
You know what? The gutter is a nice place. It's like a warm jacuzzi. Okay? You get in there and all your friends are there and you're like, tink, 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 cheers, bitches.
That. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then we all get to share our wonderful warm thoughts.
Warm thoughts.
It's like when you pee in the pool.
Would you put, I pee in every pool.
The person next to you goes, oh.
Like in Cheech and Chong. Hey, is this water getting warmer? Yeah, man. And it's getting yellower too, man. You ever see that up in smoke?
Yes.
Cheech peed in there? Anyways. Okay. Enough.
Do you want to know about Cheech and Chong?
Let's move on to Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. I used to watch those movies with my dad when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Sitting there watching Cheech and Chong.
Well, I was probably older. Yeah. But like me, I watched them way too young.
Way too young.
I had the record.
That one and Porky's. You know what? No child should watch Porky's under the age of 12.
Yeah. That's a great movie, though.
But because I was the youngest of five girls, I saw a lot of stuff I was not
supposed
to see.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, because your older sisters. And then you were just there.
I was just there.
You're just there.
Yeah, it's fine.
Didn't matter.
Cheech and Chong, Porky's. What was the other one? There's another one that was really highly inappropriate, but yet funny.
All of them were inappropriate. 16 Candles.
Oh, I know.
Boobs. Yeah, boobs. There's that one. And in freaking Grease, it's a sweet pussy wagon.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I
it's
know.
Like, yeah, all those was movies that not had so that funny? Little bit of freaking.
Grew up watching Grease, know every song.
Meatballs?
Meatballs.
Yeah.
Every song to every word to every song in Grease.
Yeah.
And then Ariel, I think, is what, like five or six, and we get her Grease for Christmas,
yep.
And it comes with the lyric book in the case,
yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You don't realize that's what you're singing when you're 10 years old, dancing in the basement with your cousin, singing
about
like John Travolta, thrusting your hips. It's a real pussy wagon, Grease Lightning. Go, go, go. I know every word. Telling you.
I love it. Yeah. It they slipped it in.
Yeah, and now
it's very inappropriate.
Now they're like, oh no. Yeah, that's right.
Bongi wongi.
From Porky's.
Yeah. You put your eye out.
I loved it when he stuck his dick through that hole in Porky's and she grabbed it.
Well, the one she had her eye in there and she was looking, what is that?
Uh-huh.
And then boink, got her and that teacher grabbed it. Boy.
Yeah, and did not want to let go. That poor guy's dick. Porky's is a great show.
It's a good movie.
Porky's 1, 2, and 3. When she filled up those giant tits and threw up in the fountain.
Yep.
Because the older guy took her out. She's all.
Yeah.
Great movie. If you've not seen Porky's from the 80s, look it up.
Did you bring a condom? And he's like, yeah, I'm already wearing it.
When they went to see the prostitute out in
exactly.
the woods.
Yeah, and he already had it on. Yeah. He was ready.
This is what has formed us. These
you know
movies
what? You're right.
Have formed our lives.
You are exactly
might
right.
Might explain a little bit about us.
It should. What about the movie Airplane?
Oh, that's so great.
Even the silly, there was tits, you know what I mean? Because like the airplane is shaking and everybody's like, ah! And then all of a sudden, boom, those boobs right in the screen, jumping up and down, and then they were gone. And then when she had to blow up the freaking autopilot, you'll find an inflation tube right around his belt line.
Yes.
Just get down there and blow on that.
Up.
Animal House.
Animal House man. Was good, too.
We should have all of these movies. This is the movie that we should buy.
We should have a toga party.
We should
have a toga.
But
you can't keep your toga down.
I will wear my unders. I have a problem keeping down my toga. Okay? I'm a nudist.
I know you are.
What do you expect? Why am I wearing this blanket? And I go, and it's like, oh,
all right.
I'm naked under there. See, Ralph has a thing for naked guys.
Naked Gun.
Oh, Naked Gun. Naked Gun.
Naked Gun was hilarious. What was that guy's name? The
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. He was funny. That's great.
Yes, and that was a great movie. Leslie Nielsen, you know, he was a very serious actor.
I know, until he got older, and then he started doing the funny ones. And then when you do those movies,
it was great, great, great. I might need some glasses. Yeah, I might.
I don't know. The movies in the 80s were fun. They were lighthearted, and they were fun, and they were original, and they were dirty and risque. Like, I mean...
They snuck it in.
I love
Mel Brooks. Places. Oh, man. Mel Brooks was great.
Mel Brooks. Everything Mel Brooks did was great. Yeah. Spaceballs was good. Blazing Saddles was good. That movie could probably never be remade.
Frankenstein, History of the World, Part 1, Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh, Piss Bucket Boy.
Yeah.
Piss Bucket Boy. Great movie.
Which one is that one on? Bring Out Your Dead.
Now that's Monty Python.
Monty Python is also good.
That's Holy Grail. Same for
I'm not dead.
Always look on the bright side.
Nah, he's dead. No, I'm feeling much better now. Think I was gonna go for a walk.
He clubs him. And you know, Monty Python was great.
Yeah,
they were great, and they were also. What about Benny Hill?
Oh, I loved Benny Hill. Now he just chased him all around and tried to hump him. I loved Benny Hill. Again, watched that with my dad, my mom and dad, and all those girls in their little short skirts, and he tried to get in them. He was funny.
Do you remember? We just bought like a DVD for $4 or $5. That has the Benny Hill like greatest hits or whatever the hell it is.
I don't think it's the greatest hits.
You don't think so?
No, excuse me.
But it is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It is just clips. I got everything.
It just makes you want to run around and through each door, open the door, close the door, run it in and out, in and out, running around, trying to get you. Now I'm chasing you.
Yep. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah. And it's an old man in nothing but underwear.
Yeah.
And socks. They have suspenders.
They have little sock girdles.
Yeah, suspenders around his knees. And it was on regular garters. TV. Oh, you couldn't have that show on regular TV now.
No, it was on PBS.
It was hilarious.
It was.
The DVD we bought is freaking... We watched the whole thing and we laughed from start to finish. It is hilarious.
It's pretty good. And it was like a European kind of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Because all different
It was a European skit show. Yeah, definitely.
Different it was great fun show. Stuff like that. With a very thick underlying of sex.
Oh, it was all about sex.
Mm-hmm.
That old man was always trying to get those young nurses and stuff in the bed. It was always sex.
Yeah, I loved it.
Come on, run around the room right now and pat your head.
Pat your head? Don't pat your head.
And I used to slap the ball guy on the top of his head.
Yes. Don't run around in a circle patting your head.
You just did it.
Can't hear you slapping your own head in the microphone.
I could hear you.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe your head makes more noise.
I would think your head is more hollow.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But thicker.
I don't know.
Wow, that's true. You've taken a lot of blows to the head.
I've taken a lot of blows to the head. How many sets of stitches do you have in your head?
None.
Yeah, I got two. Three.
Okay, three. Yeah, she don't remember.
Okay, maybe four.
I wonder how many concussions you've had in your life.
Well, only one that you know of.
Did you hear it? You can hear it. I bet. Let's look at the recording. It's there. There it is. Watch. Shh. You can see it in the recording.
You are a nut job.
What's up, Flash? He just entered in our studio. And then Midge is here. She's from 303.
That's
right.
Yep.
303.
303?
303.
Isn't that Inglewood?
Well, it's Colorado.
Yeah.
It's all over now. I don't know. It's probably Good morning. It's the original zip code.
303.
We are. For the metro area. Then we got 720. Yeah. But I think Colorado Springs has always been the 710.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Native. Love it.
Native. Me too. I'm a native. We're both. Yeah, native. We know it's an area code, Danielle. Thank you. Appreciate that. That Danielle, she's so helpful. What would we do without her?
She needs to come over. We haven't seen her in a while. Oh, you said zip code.
I did?
Guess what? It's recorded. You can go back and listen to
it. No, that part probably didn't get recorded.
You're funny. That's
right. Area codes. It was the original area code.
We didn't have area codes when, I mean, you had 303, but you didn't have to push it into the phone.
No, not unless
you spin it into your rotary dial. But then you did 1-303.
Yeah, oh yeah.
761-07067 maybe was my phone number when I was in high school.
Don't give out your phone number.
It just came to me.
I wonder whose phone number it is. Now call it.
No.
I'll call it.
No.
Hello, this is my wife's phone number in high school. Who's this? She's wondering if a guy named John has called for her.
She's been waiting years and years.
Yeah, he said that. He fucker said he was going to call. And, you know.
That would be funny.
I'm kind of a placeholder.
That would be funny. I'm a placeholder. I'm just trying to help her track this guy down.
Yeah, could you look in your call log for me?
Check your caller ID. That was great when that came out.
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's Friday.
I know.
Woo!
Woo-woo.
We're working today. What are we going to do tonight? Let's do something.
We probably podcast again.
All right. Well, what should we podcast about?
I don't know. Why are you clapping?
Because I'm happy. And my forehead is stinging.
Yeah, because you kept
sliding. Is it red? Is it red? Yeah. It looks red. It looks red, and I can't even see it.
You're right. It does look red.
Yeah.
You can't even see it.
This is what I'm like at work. This is why they think I'm crazy there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is what you're like at home. Well, nobody, you're just not on a microphone. You're just chasing me around the house like Benny Hill.
True.
Don't slap it more. That's just what we do around the house in the morning.
This is me in the morning. Run around. Where's my shoes? Where's my shoes? And then Shayna is that nurse in her bra, just standing at the door, holding her shoes and a lunch bag, and then my coat's on her arm.
And then I chase you around, and like, here's all your stuff. Around. Here's your stuff. Yep. Come on, turn around.
And then we turn around the hallway, and I chase her around.
Yeah, but you're just trying to get under my dress.
Right, and then she'll come around, and I'll be wearing her dress, and she's wearing all my clothes. And then we'll go around the other way, and then I'm wearing just the bra. And she's wearing... Yes.
Oh my God.
Excellent.
That is so funny.
We should make that video. We should do that. Okay. We have a tripod. We're doing that.
Okay. We have the thing to run around.
We have it to run around. We're doing this.
Okay.
And we're going to do. Yeah, you know what? It's not fixed for me either, Classy Little Cupcake, because on my app, everything is in Mandarin. Or Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese.
If I go to categories, everything is in Chinese.
Yeah.
It's all Chinese characters.
So the poor Podbean app, we're breaking the app.
We're tearing this app apart. Everything we do, we're destroying it.
I think we're breaking the app.
I don't think that Podbean expected someone as large as I and you and I to take over.
Right.
You know what I mean? And hit him
they
with
never saw the
blast.
Swallow wave coming.
They didn't. They were.
This is the wave of warm yumminess to just come over your body.
It's called a swallow-nami.
A swallow-nami.
A swallow-nami.
A swallow-nami.
A swallow-nami.
That's right. World domination.
And
that's right.
Because of it, they're going to need to reformulate this app specifically for us.
That's right.
And our thousands of followers.
Yep.
And our thousands and thousands of downloads that are being demanded from this app.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
Every day.
Every day.
Guess what? We're taking over.
We are blowing up.
Blowing.
And I'm not talking about the dolls in our closet. No, ma'am. We're going to make this video.
Okay.
We should do it today. No, we can't.
We can't. You're working
today. I got the lady today coming over. I love that I have a working studio.
I know.
People come over and they're paying me for studio time.
Yep.
I can record musicians. I can record poets.
Yeah.
Yodelers.
Yeah. You can record those people that just... chew in the microphone.
Oh, they want to do those sensory videos. Oh. I'm now eating a Twix.
You don't tell them what you're eating.
No, I think you do.
No, I don't think you do. I'm going to. I think you just chew in it or you breathe.
You whisper. Say I'm having a Twix right now. I'm hiding.
No, I don't think
people
so.
People love that stuff.
I know, it's weird.
Hi, guys.
It's not whispering.
No, it.
It's noises. It's chewing sounds.
Okay. Who has the power to find out everything?
You.
Google.
You're the master Googler.
What are they called? SMR videos?
Yeah. ASMR. That's what Margo says.
Yep.
Some weird ass stuff.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. These are the classics, man.
So just lying down, we're going to focus the attention.
Breathing.
On the different
talking
hear the breathing.
Oh no, this is an ad
watching.
Sorry.
You're such an ass.
Okay, no wait, here she is. I found her. This is a classic ASMR. Jammer.
Yeah, but it's not just talking.
Today we're gonna do. But she is talking. Classic. OG.
Now she's rubbing a fucking paintbrush.
Yeah, because it's not all talking.
But she is talking. Okay. You said there was she no. And this is not the ad this time. Gentle whisper is a good ASMR. I'm gonna start doing these, man. Listen, if you're going to touch something on that camera, girl, I don't want to be that brush.
It's going to be a pink needle by the time you're done. Oh, it'll be brown.
It's the same girl, Gentle Whispers. That's where who it is. It's That's that same funny. Girl that I just was sexist again. Her video was so dumb it made me sexist.
That's funny.
I'm going to start doing it. Right now, I'm just going to rub the tip of this on here. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought it would be a little bit more fleshy sounding, but it's okay. Just close your eyes and imagine. Ooh, got the nail on that one.
Oh my God!
What if we just?
Oh my God! You know what's great? We haven't even been drinking.
Maybe we should be. What if I just did an audio? I took all of us all laughs. I take all our recordings and take just all of our laughing spurts and just put that together for an hour.
Oh my God! Isn't that kind of what this is?
I don't know. I take out all the dick jokes.
Oh my God! But the dick jokes are part of it. That's like the best part.
Right now, we're just having a good time. Try and laugh quietly. I sound really weird when I laugh quiet. I'm Gollum.
You're funny, man. Oh my God. I hope everyone is laughing as hard as we are laughing. Because this has been some funny shit.
Well, Danielle's peed. I mean, Dean is peed. I'm sure Danielle has too. Luckily, Danielle, I have my own microphone that I don't share with anyone.
No.
Because I am all over it. I put my face all on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's salty.
That's ball cheese. That's dick cheese. That's all you're tasting. Dick cheese.
Oh, jeez. You sure know how to bring it back around, don't you?
You're the one that took it there. If you lead me to the dirty, I'll point it out.
The song. And you're doing like a robot. At I did the same a dance. Classy little cupcake. You should never leave this podcast ever.
No.
You missed a ton.
Well, it's not her fault. It's the app's fault.
No, I think she's at work and sometimes her boss comes in and she has to turn us off.
Oh, just turn the microphone down, the speakers down. Only just put put the earbud in the side that they can't see.
You know what I've noticed is everyone's wearing earbuds.
Yeah, because nobody's listening to the people around them.
I went to 7-Eleven the other morning on my way to work, and I'm talking it's 3:30 in the morning, and there's two dudes in there, and each of them have an earbud in.
Mm-hmm.
One's got a wire, you know, like a Bluetooth wired set,
mm-hmm.
and the other one just has the iPod, it is here. And they both have the one in that's the furthest away from each other so they can hear each other if they have to.
But you know what I mean? They're working there?
And they're running the register.
Oh, how funny.
They're both running registers and they are both wearing headphones.
That's how you know that you don't like the person you're working with.
Or you don't like your job. I mean, how can you check out like that? I get it if you're working a factory job or something, but when you're working with the public.
Yeah, I don't know.
A cashier, you know, I guess you don't have to think about the money.
Yeah,
it's 7:20,
and nobody knows how to count change back.
No, so
if you don't know how to count change back, you better look it up and learn how.
What was great was when we went to a dispensary one time, and they we could see the register, and so when she like added it all up and put total, and I said cash, I gave her the cash. It brought up photos, like pictures of the money,
like of your drawer
of the. So she didn't have to type in what it was. She just touched the $5 bill and she touched a 20 and then and then when it gave change, it did the same thing. Gave her photos,
showed you how to give it back
of the money to give
that
back
is
to
amazing.
Us like you wouldn't even have to you wouldn't even have to know the language, right?
Yeah, no, you don't have to know the language, nothing.
Yeah,
it's just making people more and more
dumb.
Yeah,
dumb is the word you're looking for. Crazy.
Dumb.
I told someone the other day, we're going to be Wally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rolling around in the chairs. We're halfway there.
Oh, yeah. We're working our way to Wally.
I think they actually have robots. A chair that they do. Floating around like that now.
It was just
released
at the Consumer Awards the CMAs, whatever it's called.
Right.
Electronic show in Vegas. Yeah. It's wild. We're going to be just riding around in chairs, everybody.
Everybody.
Able-bodied people.
Not doing nothing.
Just riding around in chairs because we're lazy.
That's crazy, man.
I'm not doing it.
No.
Nah.
Come on.
The kids, they can't count money. That's right. Due to cards.
Yeah, due to cards. Mm-hmm. I agree. But.
Well, they quit doing cursive. That's coming back, thank God.
Yeah, cursive should come back.
Texas made it mandatory, I think.
Like in my model book, you know, because I measure all my models and everything. So, but I write it out in cursive, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, yeah.
Waist to hip.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah. And the girl looked at it and was like, and I could tell she was puzzled. Like, what does that say? You know what I mean? Because like for bust, I just put B, waist is W, hips is H, and then everything else. The 12-year-old.
Ah.
And she just was kind of like, and I was like, yeah, because you don't even know. It's secret language.
Right.
Ooga booga booga. Cursive.
Iba biba ride in the cursivas. What is it? Pig Latin?
No.
Ixnay on the cursive.
Yeah. And you know, you have to take the C off. Ursive.
Ursive? Oh. So I was never Ursive good.
Say.
That's why I can't learn Spanish. I'm just not good at other languages.
You just have a Mexican accent?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have an affinity for the Spanish culture.
I know.
Yes. I like the Mexican food. I like the way they say three. I love the ladies that are from there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's it? That's all you got?
Well, no, there's more.
Oh.
Yes.
Don't put your toes on me. You tried to put my finger in between your toes, you weirdo, under the table. Stop it. Your toenails are scratchy.
Your toenails are scratchy. Hey, I don't know how to spell.
Oh, that's true. It is scary.
All right, Margo, you got to go.
You know how to spell.
I'm not a very good speller.
You are a really good speller.
You know what? I'm not. I'm not a good speller. I'm just good at rearranging sentences on paper to use the words that I do know how to spell.
No, you're a pretty good phonetic speller.
I was hooked on phonics for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a bad time in my life. I was a junkie.
Was it?
Yeah, I was hooked on phonics. I had it bad. And I was at a young age. I got off of it in middle school. But those formidable
when you
years.
You got to an eighth grade reading level?
Yeah, once you hit eighth grade.
I mishooked on phonics. That's part of the problem we're having these days.
It is.
They've changed math. They've changed
everything.
Reading,
yeah.
They've changed everything.
Yeah, 3 + 7 can now be 11.
Right.
I don't exactly know how it works.
But
if that's what you think it is.
And I think it comes with a cup of coffee as well.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
I mean, it's weird.
If that's what you think it is, then that's what it is anymore. It's not for me to tell you that 3 and 7 are 10.
Right.
It can be what you want.
Whatever. Just as long as you feel good about the decisions that you're making, my friend.
And someday you can be president.
Yeah, right? Might just be of...
Well,
sewing club.
I do wish we could go back to some 1970s, 80s thinking.
I agree. Jerome, there's so many days off.
Oh, yeah, from
school.
So
many days off. And none of those teachers like their jobs anymore.
Well, no.
Remember when they used
don't
to
get
like
to
their
prepare,
job?
Yeah, because they were able to prepare us for life.
Yeah.
They could say, hey, listen, Sean, because you don't want to do any of this work, you're going to be a criminal. You're not going to do anything with your life.
You're
and life is
going to
suck for you.
Remember when that was
oh,
a
yeah,
thing?
People tell you you're going to dig
ditches
or dig holes all the time. You told kids the truth and you said, hey, listen, dude, life is hard. And if you don't learn how to do this, you're going to be an idiot and your life is going to be hard and you're not going to get to do anything and you're not going to get to have fun. You can't tell people that they're all life is going to be great and they can do whatever they want. That's not true.
Margo just found a Groupon for Hooked on Phonics.
What?
For a dollar.
A dollar?
We should look that up.
Oh, get it. You should do it. You should definitely get it. We'll do it on the podcast. We'll do Hooked on Phonics, man. We'll start a new podcast called Hooked on Swallows Phonics. Hooked on Phonics with the Swallows.
Yeah, that's
totally.
Great, man.
Yeah. We've painted a picture with PC-ness, this political correctness, that
well, everyone wins.
Everyone's equal.
Mm-hmm.
And you get out into the workforce, even on the ditch digging rig,
yeah,
and no one is equal.
Yeah.
No one is equal.
No.
And that's why everyone is so shocked when kids grow up and they go, wait a minute, what? I can't have exactly what he has?
Right,
because
right.
My mom said I can have anything I want and I want what he's got.
Right.
It's like, well, get a fucking job.
Yeah.
What? My mom said I didn't have to get
Maybe
a job.
Maybe it's going
to
come back around though.
Perfect example right here. This is a perfect example. I have a story of a woman who called 911.
This is funny.
36-year-old woman called 911 because her parents canceled her phone service. She called to report her parents had cut off the service, and she demanded that the police respond to the family home and set her parents straight so that her phone can be reinstated. Instead, the police came to the house and charged her with disrupting public services and booked her into the county jail.
Wow.
You know what? That's life. Because that's real.
That's real.
That's what life is.
It's just like that insurance commercial that's out, that new insurance company that's putting out all of those funny commercials, and it's the girl, and they made her get her own car insurance. And the mom is like, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
Don't be so dramatic. And she's like, oh, dramatic. My phone is so out of date. She lives with them. They're like, you live in our basement.
Yeah.
She's like, oh. And she's so mad that she had to start paying her own car insurance.
Yep.
That's funny shit.
Yeah, it's reality.
My kids have been paying their own phone and car insurance since they turned 18.
Hell yeah.
They got a job and you pay. Driving is a privilege.
I'm not supporting
If you want to do it, you work for it.
I am not
Having
supporting
a
you.
Phone is a privilege.
Yep.
If you want to have one, it's
$50
a month.
They paid rent.
Yeah.
I mean, they paid to live in this house. Now,
absolutely.
They could eat whatever they wanted and they didn't have to pay for toilet paper, which they used like candy.
And,
I don't know what the hell they did with all that.
It was only $100 rent.
Well, yeah. I mean, they didn't pay a lot of rent. It wasn't about the money. It was about the fact that they have to learn that they have
to
pay for their own life.
Yes.
Because there's no one going to support them.
Yes.
Because that's not how life works.
No.
But then nowadays, you know, unfortunately, there is a mindset that you can find support out there without having to give out a service.
Danielle says parents are afraid of making their kids uncomfortable.
Yes.
Man, I think my parents only kept me comfortable till I was about 13.
We went out of our way.
Yeah.
Once they got a little bit older, like out of high school, we stopped buying food for a little while to kind of get them into the rhythm of eating on their own.
Yeah.
And not relying on us making dinner. Hey, what are you making for dinner tonight? Oh, we already ate.
Well, but see, the difference is too, they're in activities. They're doing things, right. You know? And yeah, so it is like you have to think about what you're doing and everything. I think that's great that your kid went out and got a job, Daniel. That's exactly what should happen.
That's exactly right. You gave him the necessities.
Yep.
You didn't give him the extraordinary.
Then you go and you work and get what you want. And that's what we do.
He went and got a job and bought himself his own iPhone.
I like Daniel.
Should have got a Galaxy. Whatever. What up, Big Rich? We're up early this morning, so we got you. We got in before you did.
Yeah, well, we have some things happening this afternoon.
That's right.
Pretty soon. What time is it?
It's 10 to 9. Okay. So we should probably wrap up actually and get our life together.
Should we do 10 minutes and then we'll get off at 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're gonna do.
That sounds real good.
I like when you make plans.
Man, I'm a planner.
All right, I think we've covered a lot of crap today though.
I have no idea. I'm scared
to go back and listen because there was a lot of it started off bad. But anyways, I think this parenting talk really brought us back.
Right. It brought us out of the gutter.
It brought us up.
It's like a roller coaster. Yeah. In the gutter, out of the gutter. In the gutter, out of the gutter.
We are
so
Benny
now that
Hill.
We're at the top, guess what?
Here we go.
We're going. Going down.
We can't leave you with dry shorts. No, sorry, ladies.
Can't leave you with clean thoughts. You gotta have that dirty little mischievous smile.
That's
you,
right.
The last thing you heard was a little dirty.
The day started out until I listened to that podcast and peed myself. Yeah, no, none of that. That's not.
If you're in your car listening,
I'm not going back there, Danielle. You can't make me.
If you're in your car listening, I suggest a seat cover.
Oh, from now on, or a butt towel. Just put a towel down there.
Bring a butt towel.
Don't look.
I saw the dick cheese.
Don't look at the screen.
It's great. It's Friday.
It's
gonna
Friday.
It's going to be a good Friday. It's a good weekend.
We will be back this evening.
Yes.
After we finish all of our chores and our work.
Have some fun.
We're going to have a couple drinks because I got paid today.
Woo woo.
I can pay the rent.
That's right.
And get some booze.
It's the
and
best.
I'll buy some cheese.
But not dick cheese, please.
But not dick cheese. Never made it to a B cup. Always stayed in an A cup, sadly.
That's so great. It's going to be
fun. It's going to be great, yeah.
If you don't know what Sean's talking about, he's talking about his new band.
My new band.
That he's going to put together.
That's right.
He's already got a member.
Yes, I do. I have the best member.
So far.
I've got my guitar player, Scott, the guitar master, Cole.
That's right. And you guys know him as... There's the creepy voice at Halloween.
The dark voice.
Yeah. Y'all know him. So that's going to be really exciting and fun. That's coming up in our future.
We'll see how that goes, how fast it comes together.
Oh, if I know you two, you'll probably be playing next weekend.
Or if we can get our shit together. I'm through with standing in lines to get my boobs measured. My nipples are big and the ninth is never... Let's see how this turned out. I'm trying to think how this goes. I'm through a standing in line.
He has a guitar player.
Great. Yeah, we got a guitar player.
He needs a drummer and he needs
a
bass player.
I want to be a C cup. I want a brand new bra at the house in the cribs. This is the song Rockstar. I'm working on my lyrics.
Oh.
Every song is going to be nipple themed. It's going to be boob themed.
Okay.
Nippleback. Exactly. I want to be a B cup.
That's funny.
Yes.
I got real old and my nipples drag behind.
Oh, see? Brilliant.
This has been a brainstorming morning.
Oh, this has been so great. My boobs are so big, they're as big as my behind. I'm gonna have to go.
Mike loves nipples. I bet he does.
My nipples made small. Gonna make them small.
Yeah, because they're the size of a piece of bologna.
I got bologna nips and I gotta get them off. No one likes them. Wanna make them small. Take me to the doctor. Let's go and get ourselves some tits. Gonna get us some tits.
See?
Stuff like that. We got it. And that's Scott's part because his voice is really low. So he's going to do that. Gonna get him some tits.
Even, I hope everyone's laughing this morning. Too. It's
even
a great way to start
nips,
Friday.
So why not get some? Don't matter if they're ladies or they're on a bum. Let's look at those nips and see all the different kinds. Look at all those nips. I'm going to spend my money at every strip club on cinnamon and even buy me a glove. I'm gonna get me some tits. Gonna get some tits.
It's amazing how you do that. Cause you're literally just making it up sitting across this table from me. And you are funny. This is how we're gonna take over the world, people. Right here. This is how we're taking over the world.
I'm gonna do pro nip songs, anti nips, big ones, little ones.
Got no nips.
Yeah. Gonna get myself these mosquito bites. Something like that. That's just the one. I mean, there's so many. We're gonna do all the greatest hits. All the Nippleback greatest hits. Nippleback.
That's funny, man. That is funny.
Free the nips.
But I do like.
Oh, Nickelback is our stepkid's favorite band. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that's right. We're going to make some great. I am awesome at parodies. Yes. I am awesome.
You're
at
the parody king.
I am the parody king. And so I am going to parody it up.
Yep, you are the parody king.
Free the nips.
That's so cool.
Come in all
man.
Different shapes and sizes.
Yep.
Mine are like a little pencil lead, like a number two pencil.
They are.
And if you sharpened it real good and then just rub the end off so it's not pointy.
That's what.
That's my nipples. Those are mine.
That is boop, yours. Boop. It's a little itty bitty nippy.
Boop, boop, boop.
I wish. I might
get shirts with the nipples cut out.
The tits cut out. So and that your boobs hang out.
I think that's what I'm going to wear when I perform. Like really tight jeans, a white t-shirt with holes cut so my nips are out. So that I mean, they can see my nips.
And you can pinch them like that.
Don't forget the name of this band is Nippleback. That's right, we're Nippleback.
Scott's going to be so bummed he missed this podcast.
Oh, he's going to listen. He's at work. And so this podcast will be posted in the next 25 minutes or so. And he'll be listening. Scott will be listening to work. I'm going to text him.
Yeah.
Nippleback brainstorm session this morning's podcast. Don't miss it.
That's right.
And he's going to be, because he is excited. I mean, I bet you he's already learned most of the songs.
I'm sure he has.
Because they're all G. I mean, I went through and looked at all the chords for the songs and all the stuff.
Well, you
and
were playing them last night, too.
Super simple. I mean, it's Nickelback. I mean, come on. It's first position. It's just, and Scott can play lead with a leg of a chair.
Yeah,
so
he can.
I'm excited. This is the first band I've been, like brainstormed and thought about even doing that I've been this excited about.
need a show in downtown Fort Collins.
Done.
Yeah, it has to be everywhere.
Oh, because they're free nipple. The law there, they changed the law. You guys can have your nipples out in Fort Collins.
I think it's Boulder.
No, it's Fort Collins.
Is it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
But no, you got to go everywhere because there's so many listeners all over Colorado.
Oh yeah, we got to go to new. We got to have to go to Arizona.
Yeah, right.
Right. I'm telling you, we're gonna have to go. I want to make appearances and all over the place, and I want to go to the Dreadnought podcast.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
And they're probably on right now.
That would be fun.
Yep. So, because those guys are great, and they would be fun. And Big Rich is a bass player.
Oh.
So that'd be cool.
So he'll be all boom, 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 boom.
Oh, you play Free the Nipple songs in drop D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Low.
Or you got to play a five string with that really low one. That B on the top.
The thumper one.
Boom. Yep. That really low B. It's almost like the brown note.
That's great, man. Yeah.
All right. I love this.
I do, too.
This is brilliant.
This has been really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. But I got to go pee-pee.
Okay. When?
Right now.
Oh. So let's laugh.
No. Don't you put your foot over here. Don't you put your foot over here. You do manicure those feet.
My manicurist hasn't been around.
Oh, you know why?
What have you been up to?
She is boycotting me.
Why?
Because.
Why'd you stop doing my toes?
You cry.
I don't want to talk about this right now. But I'm not touching them until you get them under
under control.
I thought we established this years ago.
Wow.
And so I don't even know how to use clippers anymore.
Toenail clippers. You can't even pick your foot up.
Well, I can see it.
Can't get your foot close enough to cut your toenails.
What am I supposed to do?
You're stretch? So funny, man.
Bada ba da. Whoa. I love this Friday morning podcast.
Me too.
This was so fun.
Super duper fun.
I like doing them in the morning.
Mm-hmm. We'll do a couple next week.
Yeah, we should. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because you have a schedule change.
Oh, I have a little schedule change next week. That's right. We can do them next week.
Yep.
That's going to be great.
At least a couple.
No, we're doing them every day we can.
Yeah.
Which would be three.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you got to pee. That's right.
Yes.
All right, well, is there anything you want to tell people about? You want to talk about the fashion shows? All right, I'll tell them.
No, I'll tell them. Fashion shows in April. First week of April. I think it's like the 4th through
the
10th.
Yes, this early, Classy. We're going
to
try.
We are going to be putting up links to get tickets and locations and everything like that shortly. I'm waiting on the company to give it to me, so as soon as I get it, it'll be out there. But it's going to be pretty fun. Come out and support your local artists.
That's right, your local podcasters.
Support small businesses.
Exactly.
Shop local. Shop
and
at home.
Shop local and local designers.
Yeah, right? Slowly local. But surely, we can take our money back from Amazon.
That's right. Local models.
Yeah.
Everyone's local.
Everyone's local. And the show is fantastic because everyone who wants to model is accepted, no matter shape, size, height, color, anything.
Right.
And yeah, gender doesn't matter, anything.
And the shows that Shayna is showing in, I will be emceeing in. So you'll get a little bit, a taste of each of us.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We're going to come back on and podcast later today.
Yeah, we are.
And we'll be on tomorrow morning.
Saturday morning.
Yep, because we'll do that before the... And then next week, we have Robert Myers coming in, and he and his buddy are going to talk board games.
Board games.
And we're going to have cocktails in the afternoon.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have midday
because
games.
Because he's also a little bit of a mixologist.
Oh,
so
he
we'll
really
see.
Is. He creates his we'll own see. Signature yeah. Harry Potter
and he's
drinks.
Like the best party planner.
How's that
I'm
guy single?
I'm telling you, if you need a party, reach out to this guy.
Well, we'll talk about all that on Tuesday. Parties. Yeah, we'll talk about all that on Tuesday. I just was wondering if you and I could maybe just sit here for a minute quietly and
Listen
to the music.
You just want me to stay here. But I do want to say that Tantric Vernon
is
going to be coming back on the show too.
Okay.
With Dee Dee. They're going to come together. So that's going to be fun. I'm working out a date with them as to when to get them on there.
Man, we're busy.
Yeah. You're going to do the Stampede.
We're doing the Shamrock Stampede. Shamrock Stampede.
Yeah, that's going to be in March.
March 21st, which is the weekend after the downtown Denver parade. So that's good. No conflicts there. And then also, Heather and I. Yeah.
Heather and Danielle and Heather are coming on. We just haven't set a date yet, but they're coming on.
Oh, that's right. Those ladies are going to come
talk about.
That'll
be on a Saturday.
And that's going to be fascinating.
Yes, it is. That's going to be a really good show.
And then we're also working out a live broadcast location.
Yes.
We believe in Washington Park.
Park area.
At the Garlic Knot.
Yep. And pretty soon we'll be doing videos.
Very soon.
Very soon we'll be doing videos. But I want to just throw this out there and say, we love hearing from you guys. So email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com and tell us what you want to hear us talk about. Oh, yeah. The weed tester lady. I'm going to get her on here, too.
Yeah, we are.
Tell us what you want, and we'll try to work it out so that we can talk about it or get people on to talk about it or anything
that.
If you have questions for Sean and I.
Yeah. Anything you've ever wanted to know.
Yeah, even about us, go ahead and reach out to us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and join Swallow Nation on
Facebook. Swallow
Nation. That's the direct link.
Facebook.
You join the nation, and you can post and ask us and interact with us any
way
you
life
want. Yeah, and
with all these other crazy people.
I also would love to encourage people. We do have some premium content on our page that you may not know about, but we do have premium episodes that we have put up for just our patrons.
Yes.
So if you decide and can, you know, partner with us and become a patron, just hit that little reward button.
Right.
And become a patron with us, and that would make those premium content episodes available to you that everyone else is not actually listening to. Classy Little Cupcake, I can't thank you enough for increasing your monthly donation.
Oh, yeah.
That was very kind of you to do. And Thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Everything that you guys give to us through the patron program goes back to the podcast.
Exactly.
So it helps us. Like, we just were able to move our studio because we've got some more equipment.
Just and bought so, you that mic.
Yep, bought a new microphone. So it does help, and we do appreciate it very much. Help us become self-sustaining so that we don't have to have a ton of commercials.
That's exactly right. That's the whole idea.
That's the only way we cannot
commercial free.
It's the only way that we can go commercial free is if you guys help fund the podcast.
Yep, we gotta
otherwise
get to a place.
We gotta sell ourselves. Yep,
we gotta sell it to the man. Mm-hmm. And the man is mean.
Yeah,
we don't like him. There's too much of him out there.
He's
already
confining.
He is.
Yeah,
and I don't
so
know
bossy.
What if he puts commercials on our podcast we don't agree with, like, you know, kinks, lady panties. I don't want to advertise that.
We should probably reach out to them.
We should reach out. We talk about them a lot,
yeah,
actually.
Like
we
the
they should
time.
Advertise for us because the ladies listening to us are peeing their pants. And you're about to pee your pants right now.
I gotta go pee
but
so
if
fast.
You had on a pair of kinks, you could just let it go.
Ew, that's not the purpose of them.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's to catch a little extra, a little laugh and giggle tinkle. It is not to just let it hose out.
A little laugh and tinkle?
Yes, I like a laugh it. And tinkle.
Not it. A cough and squirt?
Well, sometimes.
A sneeze and poo?
Yeah, it's a sneezy. It's like a sneeze. Phew.
Yeah, poo. That's what men do. Also, anywhere and everywhere that you listen to this podcast, please give us a review.
Yes, a
hit
like.
A star, a like button. Take the time to find it for us.
Share it.
5 stars, however many stars you can give, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That makes a difference in the algorithm of life and podcast world.
Absolutely.
Likes,
oh, and later today, we're going to.
Likes, hearts, and shit like that. They actually are counted. It matters.
Later today, when we come back on, we're
going
to talk about that message I got on Messenger.
Okay. Shayna got a very weird yet
seemingly
an inviting,
almost appropriate message.
Inappropriate?
Appropriate.
It was appropriate. It was appropriate for
what we
what
talk
we
about.
And what we talk about.
Absolutely.
But it just felt
it was
like
weird.
It was, they were
it was
fishing.
An invite? Yeah, right?
An invite, yeah.
All
which
right.
We haven't decided yet if we're going to bite. I mean, it did say fireman.
I didn't delete it.
Yeah, that's right. You did not delete it.
Okay, people.
Shows
I
have
go.
Hearts, so go ahead and give us hearts. We thank you for all your hearts and all your support. Again, we'll be on later.
Absolutely. Happy Friday, people.
Happy Friday.
Woo-hoo! Happy Woo-hoo! Friday morning. Have a good day. Make someone laugh today.
That's right. Smile everywhere you go. Smile.
Yes. Spread the swallow glow.
That's right. Go get it on them. Go. Follow the swallows. You've just been swallowed.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Bop, bop.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Bop. Do the shimmy. Mm-hmm. Shimmy in your car.
Front
shimmy in
back.
Your office.
Front
shimmy.
And back.
Pump your hips. Don't forget, we are winning.
Winning.
We have swallow blood. Swallow blood.
Oh, I could sell that.
Yeah, you could. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go pee.
I am. I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows. Thank you.